Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It's God in the Mist. Get 'em Radio presents Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. This is a monthly broadcast that airs the second Wednesday of every month. The Lord lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed, and what the Lord reveals, He heals. Welcome. It's God in the Mist. Get 'em Radio presents Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. This is a monthly broadcast that airs the second Wednesday of every month. The Lord lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed, and what the Lord reveals, He heals.
God wants to heal. Away.
I want to heal you.
Yes, He does.
Everywhere.
Everywhere you hurt.
Everywhere you hurt.
God.
God will.
Yes, He will.
Take the pain.
Listen.
Hallelujah. God wants to heal you and me everywhere we hurt. Welcome to God in the Mist, Get 'em Radio's Prophetic Healing. Hallelujah. With the healing community. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless your name. We love you. We honor you. We adore you, Lord God. You are the Holy One. You are the glorious one. You are the true and living one. And we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are the Lord our healer. Bless your name, Lord God. And even right now, you're rising over each and every person who's hurt in any way, who needs healing in any way. You're rising over them with healing in your wings. We thank you for that, Lord God, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, whatever it is, you want to heal us, and you are the healer who can do it. And so we bless your name, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, welcome. Welcome, everyone. This is quite a different day for us. I believe we've been doing this broadcast for the past 7 years or so, and the Lord continues to meet us here, and we know that He's here tonight. Amen. We have had our co-host, Elder, and his wife, Minister Linda, who is usually with us on these broadcasts. But some things are going on right now with Elder Philip Harkey and his family, his parents. And I just thought, I did not ask him if I could release the information that he gave me. So I just want to just encourage you all to pray for Elder Philip and for his wife, Minister Linda, and also for, their entire family, but, you know, mainly for Elder Phillips' parents. Amen. So as the Lord leads you, please keep them in prayer. Hallelujah. So they will not be with us tonight, but God is with us. Glory to God. And the healing community. We always say the healing community. And you all are the healing community. We know that all of these years, all the healings that have happened, you know, through the years, we go back to 2019, there were 80 healings. Amen. Hallelujah. In 2020, there were around 51, 60 healings. 2021, 62 healings. 2022, 73 healings. And already this year, from January to April, there have been 17 healings on the broadcast. And we know that you all, the healing community have been an integral part of the healings that have happened behind the scenes. But nevertheless, we knew that you all are still there praying. So most of you have been here and heard me preach for years, and how I talk about being on ready. Well, healing community, you are on ready tonight. Amen. So as we pray for people tonight, if the Lord leads you to pray specifically for them, go ahead, press your number one key. You can send me a text, you know, or press your number one key and let me know that the Lord is leading you to pray for that person tonight. Amen. So we're leaning on God through the healing community tonight. Amen. And I know most of you are on ready already. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I want to start with a couple of scriptures here. Amen. Kind of pray that through as well. But I want to start with a couple of scriptures. And then we do have some ailments that God has shown us that he's going to heal. Amen. And you may be feeling that healing already. Glory to God. We're going to say that in just a few moments here. Now, Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 5 says, surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 1 and verse 12 says, the Lord said to me, you have seen correctly. I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is watching to see that his word is fulfilled. And he said, by his stripes, we are healed. Jeremiah 30 and verse 17 says, but I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. Hallelujah. I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And in Joel 3 and verse 10, it says, let the weak say, I am strong. Amen. So the Lord is here. His word is here. These are some of the ailments that he has highlighted to us today, and that is the knee area. Just kind of pain around that the knee area. Amen. Also, swelling in the top of the foot. This is not the ankle, not even the toes. It's the top of the foot. Swelling going on there. And then pain and discomfort in the big toe. And that wasn't specified whether it's the right big toe or the left big toe, but pain and discomfort in the big toe. And then around the elbow area, pain in the elbow, and then going up the arm to the shoulder. So those are the four things that the Lord, or ailments that the Lord highlighted today. Amen. Now, if you are experiencing any of those ailments with your knee, swelling at the top of your foot, pain or discomfort in the big toe, elbow, discomfort or pain and going up the arm, you can press your number one key and we will pray for you. If you know somebody who's going through any of those ailments, give them a call and ask them to call in. The number is 516-418-5699. You know, ask them to call in and we will pray for them. And now, you know, those are just four ailments. There's a whole other part of bodies and everything that we could pray for. And God can heal things that we haven't even, that he hasn't even revealed to us. So if something's going on, you can also press your number one key and we will pray for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Anything else going on, just, you know, that we didn't mention, but you know, God is a great big God. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Okay, healing community, I just heard from Pastor Catherine in the healing community, and she said inner ear. So we're going to add the inner ear to our list of ailments. Amen. Thing going on in the inner ear, you can press your number one key. Checking my text here. Okay, Minister Rachel, healing community, are you saying something's going on with you, or is that an ailment that the Lord is showing? Okay, that's you. Shoulder on the right side. Oh, shoulders in the right side of your thigh, and pray for Gabrielle, Marcus, and Gabrielle, Marcus, and Gabrielle. Okay. All right. I see some have pressed your number one key. Amen. We want to pray for Minister Rachel. And then I see you, Pastor Price. And also a new person to Get 'Em Radio. Is I don't know if you're a minister or Sister Tori. See your number one key press. Now, usually we open the line first for Pastor Mom. I'm gonna go and I'm just gonna open the line. She's resting. I don't think she's gonna be on. She was up earlier and she had some things she did today. So, Pastor Catherine, I'm going to open up your line first, just to open up your line. Hallelujah. Thank you for that word on the inner ear. You're welcome. Oh, Pastor Mom, you're awake?
Huh?
Okay. Hi, Pastor Mom.
Hi.
Did you want prayer for anything?
Never pray for love.
Is anything hurting? Do you have any pain?
No.
Hallelujah. Amen. All right, Pastor Mom, go ahead and rest. I'm so glad that you don't have any pain tonight. And, Lord God, we just thank you that Pastor Mom does not have any pain tonight in the name of Jesus. And so, Lord God, we thank you that you seal her right now. You seal that healing all over her body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That she will not have any pain anymore. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, Pastor Mom, love you. Go ahead and go to sleep. Amen.
Amen.
Those of you who don't know who Pastor Mom is, she's my 90-year young mom. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. My phone is lighting up over here.
Well,
hallelujah.
I don't have any.
Yes.
Yes. I don't have any pains or anything either. But I do have some people I would like to pray for.
Yes.
But
let's do it.
And also they were having, I saw some problems. I don't know how to get in touch with him. His name is Roy. He lives in the building here.
And
his feet was awful swollen today. And then I have a friend of mine. Her phone, I was talking to her earlier today, and her phone is just not working. So she's in the hospital, but she won't be able to call in. Because I know something is wrong with her phone. But her name is Josephine. And they are drawing fluid off of her leg and her feet as we're speaking.
Okay.
So I would just prayer for this for those two. That's
okay,
feet.
What about Elder Terry?
Well, I was gonna mention him a little later on, but that was just the feet. Let's see. I'm sorry. Can you mention the other ailments that you had called out?
Oh, the knee swelling at the top of the foot, discomfort in the big toe, elbow and arm going up from the elbow going up to the shoulder, and inner ear.
Okay. Yes, they wanted to go through his arm for some reason because there was a pain in his neck. So I guess we could pray for that also for Elder Terry.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Amen. Amen. All right. I'm trying to see. Well, I will begin to pray. I see Pastor Price says she's getting a witness about someone's big toe in the top of the foot, front of the leg. Okay. Got you. Amen. Okay. Lower back and hip, Minister Rachel. I see you. We're going to open up your line in a little while, so hold on, Minister Rachel, and we'll let you tell us what's going on. So So we'll start with the request from Pastor Catherine. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we join our faith together right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Catherine, do you want to pray for them?
Well, yes, I can. Well,
okay.
Father God, we just come in Jesus' name, and we just, Lord God, lifting up Roy, and first of all, we're bringing Roy and Josephine to you in reference to the swelling of their feet, Lord God. We come in Jesus' name, and we just want to say thank you, Father, right now for the purpose and plan that you got for them. We plan to prosper them, plan to give them hope, and plan to give them a future. And so, Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, right now for your healing power over each one of their feet, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that, Lord God, that any medication that may be taken, Lord God, we come in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord God, it will go to do what it was intended to do and nothing else. We also pray, Lord God, that you give them wisdom and guidance. If it's from some type of food that they might be eating, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you would give them your wisdom, to give them your guidance.
Lord.
We ask, Lord God, to speak to their heart, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. And once again, if this is something that they're eating, Lord God, that they shouldn't be eating, we come in Jesus' name, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, right now for your wisdom and guidance to help them, Lord God, to be able to overcome. And also, it could be some medication, Lord God, that they might be taking. And so, Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we ask you, Lord God, that this, we ask you, Father, for this swelling right now in the name of Jesus to cease now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, even for the proper shoes that they need to wear in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, if it's in reference to their heart, Lord God, if something is going on with the heart, we ask you, Lord God, right now, that you regulate the heart, Lord God, right now, that swelling will go down in Jesus' name. And we just want to say thank you, Father, once again, for total healing from the top of their head to the very sole of their feet in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine.
Did I want to just pray for Elder Terry?
Okay.
We pray and we thank you, Lord God, for Elder Terry in the name of Jesus. And even as I'm praying for Elder Terry, I also pray for Josephine again because they both have something going on with their neck. And the doctor can't find out what's going on with their neck. But God, you know what's going on with their neck because you knitted them together in the name of Jesus. And so we ask you, Lord God, right now for supernatural healing. When the doctors don't know what to do, Father, we thank you, Lord, you know what to do. So, Father, we ask you, thank you, Father, once again, for your healing power over them in Jesus' name, over the neck. Whatever, Lord God, call them the neck in the name of Jesus. We come in Jesus' name. I do know Josephine said that they're going to give her antibiotic intravenous. So, Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we thank you once again, Lord God, that the medication will go to do what it is intended to do and nothing else. We come against all side effects that will try to be a hindrance, Lord God, to this infection in her neck. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for Elder Westbrook, for all the medication, the pain medicine they are giving him to keep the pain away from him in the name of Jesus. But, Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we ask you, Lord God, for your supernatural healing. We know, Lord God, that you can heal any way you want to do it. And so, Father, we come in right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to heal them, Lord, supernaturally in the name of Jesus, without any of the medication that might be going into their body in the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praises, Lord God, for their healing, for your healing power over each one in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Amen. Good to have the healing community on ready. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And I There's also a lady in the building in the Heritage House named Miss Rose, and I was just kind of adding her together with that foot swelling, you know, prayer that's going on. Hallelujah, that you prayed. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. And if you're experiencing that, you know, a lot of times on these broadcasts, people will call in, and they may just not say anything, but God heals them even behind the scenes. Amen. Amen. So if you have some swelling in your foot, in your leg, you know, check yourself out. Hallelujah, because God is moving by his Spirit. And when you see a difference going on, let us know. Share it with us. Press your number one key. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. I'm going to leave your line open. Praise God. I'll leave your line open. If the Lord leads you to say anything, you know, feel free to jump on in. Amen.
Okay. All right.
Amen. I'm going to open up the line for our newest person on the line first, and then I'll open the line for others. Amen. Welcome, Tori. Sister Tori.
Hi there. Good evening.
Hi. Mm-hmm. Hi. Glad you called in today. Good to see you on the line.
Well, glad to be here. Thank you so much.
Okay. Can we pray for you for anything?
Yes. I have a pain in my knees and my inner ear. And my inner ear, and I have every once in a while something in my big toe. So, that was a thing that. Mm-hmm.
So you were like, "Whoa!"
I'm like, "Okay, here we go. We're already getting started."
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Well, you're on the list today. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So when are you experiencing pain in your knees right now or any of those areas?
I have pain in my knees all the time. My inner ear, it drains really bad, and I've had it. I tend to stick things in there that I shouldn't, and I know I shouldn't, but my inner ear, it just will not. But we rebuke that in Jesus' name.
Right.
And the big toe, just every once in a while, I'd have a pain in my big toe. So, and swelling in the top of my feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if we're talking about pain level, of course, zero pain is no pain. From zero to 10, where is the pain level on your knee right now?
I would say, because I'm sitting down, probably a 2 or a 3. But when I stand up and start walking, it would probably be a 4 or a 5.
Okay.
So it's, yeah. And I do have water weight upon my body as well. So that could play a role in it as well.
Okay. Okay, what about your ear right now? Is it in pain right now? And what level is that?
No, there's no pain right now, but it just, inner ear, it drains and just, it just drains. And then when I've had ear infections in my left ear, and so, yeah.
Okay. And the big toe, how's it doing right now? That the pain level.
It's fine.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sitting down.
Okay. The knee. Is it both knees or one?
Both knees.
Wow. Okay. Okay. So let's pray over that. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we join our faith together, all of us in the healing community. In the name of Jesus, we join our faith together with Tori right now, Sister Tori. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. I can just even see it right now that your anointing, hallelujah, that abides in her, just moved into her knee area right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for your very presence, your yoke-destroying, burden-lifting presence. And there it is right now. In her knee right now, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your anointing, Lord God, moving in the around in the front of the knee area with the kneecap and then even underneath it. And thank you, Lord God. And then I'm perceiving that the anointing is going up above the knee, hallelujah, up above the knee, probably about 4 or 5 inches above the knee right now in the name of Jesus in all of that affected area in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now and have you to just stand up. I'm seeing him moving right now in you.
I feel it.
Just stand up, do something that would, you know, maybe would have taken you to a 4 or 5.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Yes. Praise the Lord. I am walking
okay,
around.
Okay. Does that mean you feel better?
All the time, but, you know, it's yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm walking around.
Okay.
Because right before I started, I came in the kitchen, and I'm like, oh, my legs are hurting. I'm like, okay. And then, yes, I am walking with no problem.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. And then we want to... Well, we got a song we got to play. Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
and then we'll pray just a little bit more, okay? Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Look what the Lord has done. Thank you, Lord.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And right now, I'm perceiving like a tingling going up and down your leg. Thank
yes.
you, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for sealing this healing right now in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, we even send the blood of Jesus back through the bloodline where this thing started at. And then forward through the bloodline that it ceases right now. It does not go to, in the bloodline in any way, shape, or form in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for healed knees and Sister Tor and throughout her family in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that the healing is sealed right now in Jesus' name. That this is not just a moment in time that she's feeling better, but it's sealed into her. That healing is sealed. It never to depart from her in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And then we pray over your ear. I want to... since that came through, Pastor Catherine, if you're not in the middle of anything, Pastor Catherine, that you can pray for her inner ear.
Okay. I sure will. So I know Apostle said that you were anointed, but I still want to ask, have you given your life to the Lord?
Oh, yes. I'm a minister of the gospel. I'm in the ministry with Janie Sims. So I am a believer.
Praise God. Oh, praise God.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so, well, Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father, right now, that this is one of your daughters. We thank you, Father, that you have delivered her from the power of darkness, and she's in your marvelous light. And nothing try to come against her, Lord, will prosper in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that you said, Lord God, that you are the healer and Satan is the oppressor. But, Father, we thank you, Lord God, right now. Jesus, Lord God, you anointed, you have the power, Lord God, to heal her, Lord, inner ear, Lord, wherever it comes from, whether it's her, Lord God, sticking something up in her ear, Lord God, or whatever it is. But, Father, we thank you, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon try to form against us shall prosper. We thank you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, just as you heal those her knees, and then there have been other some issues that have been going on in her body, and you have healed them. And so, Father, we can thank you, Father, that you are the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. Lord God, if you heal those issues, Lord God, you're able, more than able to heal, Lord God, the inner ear right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, because, Lord, she belongs to you, Lord God. She's also a child of Abraham. And, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we ask you, Father, that she be loose from this infirmity, that she be loose from any type of earache right now in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord God, that you've given us authority over the power of the enemy, and nothing shall come and hurt her in the name of Jesus because she belonged to you. And so, Father, we just want to say thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise. We also thank you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, that every time, Lord God, that the pain that's tried to come, Lord God, we thank you that, Lord God, that you would be able, Lord God, to use your word. We thank you, Father, for the authority that you said, Lord God, your word is a lamp and a light for our pathway and it's help to our whole body. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the word that, Lord God, when that pain tried to come against her, Lord God, once again, we thank you, Lord God, that she will use your word in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that you will take all sickness, any kind of sickness, especially this earache, away from her in the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praises, Lord God, right now for your healing power, and deliverance, Lord, healing and deliverance from any type of destruction that come against our body. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, and we thank you, Pastor Catherine, and we thank the Lord that was for the inner ear and for the big toe in the name of Jesus. Covered all of that. Amen. So, Minister Tori, thank you so much for calling. And we thank God for the healing. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, have a blessed evening. You can stay with us if you like. Amen.
I will. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Pastor Price. Now we added this to the list. Pastor Price had a witness from the Lord that about the front of the leg. Amen. She also had heard about the Lord also gave her a witness about the big toe in the front of the top of the foot. And the front of the leg. Amen. So, Pastor Price, the front of the leg, is that like around the shin area?
Yes. trying to take that mute off. It's right in between, in the middle of the leg, right in the middle. And in the front. And then I asked Amber, was she hurting? She said yes. While she was away today, her leg in the middle had been hurting. Also her big toe, too. And then the swelling on the top of the foot. So I had asked her about it. But I'm also getting a sense of both toes, big toes. Somebody in the both of the big toes. It's like a word. I knew it was a word today when I was feeling it earlier, that it was somebody going through it. Both of the toes and the big toes and the three little toes on the end and the top of that foot swelling. Because all of a sudden I started experiencing some swelling, but I knew I was not eating something I had no business eating. So it shouldn't be anything on there. So sometimes when some of these things happen like that, I know God has given me a witness of it. Because I was going to say it tonight, even though I didn't know if the Hawkins were going to be on tonight. I didn't know, but I knew that I was going to say that that's what I was getting a witness of earlier today, of somebody's big toes. But one on the left was more pronounced than on the right. The right was slightly getting a witness on it. But then on the left, the leg and the, so that's it.
Okay.
That's what I want to pair.
Okay. Well, thank you. I mean, well, hallelujah. Amen. Because when I heard it, when the Lord told me about it, I was just sitting in his presence just before we went on the air. And he just made it so clear. So glory to God. Thank God for confirmation.
Also, Apostle, I'm getting a witness of under the shoulder, those shoulder blades in the back, underneath the shoulder blade, lightly on the right, but more pronounced on the left.
Okay.
So those two, too. And then right now, somebody at the top of the stomach. Somebody right at the top, across the top of the stomach. So I just said, with that. And also, Apostle, there was a strange, and it came and went on the eyes, around the rim of the eye, like the rim, like on the eyes, but around, like if you were taking your hand and running around the eye, around the rim of the eye, some kind of strange something around the rim of the eye. I know how he does on these nights you have prophetic healing, because a lot of times I get a witness of it, that there's something that somebody is going through in their body, whoever it is with the stomach and with the those eyes, and then on the left side, there it is right there, the left side of the head, right at the left side of the head, directly at the top. But between the side and the top, there's a little something that tries to come up on somebody, and I rebuke that, too. I stand with you on that, too.
Okay.
All
Thank you.
Back on mute.
Okay.
I just want to all right, I'm going back on mute while you pray.
Okay. Well, you are in the healing community, so.
Yes.
And we know you're on ready. I know you just had a broadcast. tonight. But if the Lord leads you to stay on, I'm gonna leave your phone. You got a little thing going on your phone right now. It kind of sounds real busy, something's moving around. Yeah, I know you're not moving around like that, right?
Nope, I'm not moving. I'm still.
Okay.
But my phone.
Yeah,
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna leave the line open.
I'll
mute the line for a second. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. As soon as you put it on mute, I stopped hearing that moving busyness sound that I was hearing before. But stay on. And for those who may not know, Pastor Catherine is my sister, and Pastor Price is my sister. And amen. And Pastor Mom, I'm saying this really kind of for you, Minister Tori. because I think everybody else knows. Pastor Mom and my dad, hallelujah, had 7 children. 6 are still in the land of the living. One was, all of us are saved, praise God. And one went home to be with the Lord. All of us are in the ministry. She was the usher. And, I mean, really, really an usher. And the Lord just brought her home first. And we say she's there to usher us in when we get there. And so the rest of us are licensed, ordained ministers, the 6 of us. And so we have 2 on the line of my siblings tonight, and that's Pastor Price. Praise God. Amen. So their lines are open to help in the prayer as well. Amen. Okay, so we'll open up the line for Minister Rachel and Minister Carrie. We see you. Okay, you are next. Let's go through this list real quick before we open up the line for Minister Rachel and her family. The ailments that have been identified, you know, by the Lord, has been called out or revealed by the Lord is the knee area. And already tonight, Minister Tori's knee, hallelujah, has been healed in the name of Jesus, her knees. Glory to God. So we thank God. Okay, and then a swelling on the top of the foot, pain and discomfort in the big toe, some pain around the elbow, going up the arm into the shoulder. Pastor Catherine, the Lord showed her about the inner ear. And so she prayed for Minister Tori about the inner ear. Amen. We believe that that's healed as well in the name of Jesus. The front of the leg, and these are all the ones that Pastor Price. Okay, I'm hearing some interference. Make sure your lines are on mute. Okay.
Apostle, my line was still on mute. My line was still on mute. I heard that come in, too.
Okay. That might have been Pastor Catherine's line.
Okay, I'm going back on mute.
Okay. What came through Pastor Price was the front of the leg, the three toes at the end, underneath the shoulder blades, the top of the stomach, the rim of the eye, and the left side of the head between the side and the top. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, Minister Rachel, opening up your line for Minister Rachel and the family. Anyone else, you're experiencing any of that? You know somebody who's experiencing that? Any of those ailments? Call them up. Tell them to call us, 516-418-5699, and we will pray for them. Hallelujah. If you're going through it, press your number one key. We'll pray for you. Praise God. Amen. Let's open up the line for Minister Rachel and family. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi, everyone. I'm saying this right now. The devil is a liar and Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
He's been trying to attack us with a lot of nonsense. I'm just saying that God will just, I said pray for Marcus and because he said something that, oh God, forgive him. And my daughter Renesia and stuff like that only someone, well, I come against mental problems and things like that and suicide and things like that in the name of Jesus. My son is going to live to see 17. He is going to live to see 18. He may he know that God has a purpose and a plan for him. in the name of Jesus, and the headaches and all whatever his body is going through right now, as he's been a teenager. And also I was now and again would feel stuff for lower back, the hip, and stuff like that. And it's not me. I got to be someone else, because it's not always. It's been something with the thigh, the hip, and stuff like that. And then my shoulder, mm-hmm. and that time I don't feel it. And I take authority over it, and I say the Lord's word. I say, you know, I stand on Isaiah 53 and 5 religiously. Because he purchased our healing and everything. That's mental. That's everything. And I was like, devil, you can't have my children. God has a purpose and a plan for him. He hasn't forgotten him. In the name of Jesus. He's just trying to wear us down and everything like that. And I got to keep a song in my heart to keep singing unto the Lord. And my kids are like, I'm like, it's nothing wrong with me. I'm just singing out loud. I have to sing out loud to defeat the enemy. It's nothing wrong with any of us. It's the enemy trying to vex us. And I've had it with these vexation spirits. I had it with the strife and the foolishness. I won't tolerate it in this atmosphere. I love God, and I know he loves me. And I got to just keep declaring his word in this atmosphere, because every time you make up in your mind to declare God's word, here come his foolishness. That's why we got to stand firm, not waver.
Yes.
And this is my test, and I want to pass this test in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, so we're praying for Marcus, Renasia.
Gabrielle was going through something. Yeah, her body, and she said her throat, and I was she was telling me some stuff. Was it her ear, God? Yeah, she was saying something with her ear.
Okay.
And if God revealed to you anything else, because only what I have saw was some of the stuff that I had texted you or felt.
Okay. And what about Gabriel?
Oh, you know, the little nasal thing with his nose and stuff. Little minor cold symptoms and things like that. You got to keep the flu out of his house and anything like that, a sore throat. Because my children allow company in when I really don't want company in here. When they start the company, that's when things start happening. They got to respect the rules. I love them, but I know I have to be more stern and firm. God, forgive me. But I know in his word, with you know, get out of here, Satan. Psalms 91 and 10, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. I'm standing firm on that. Because God's word don't return back to him void. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, you know, the things that you've been feeling, in the lower back, the hip, the shoulder, you know, those kind of things like that. You're doing the right thing. You stand on them. You stand on the word of God, and that those things have no right, no authority, and no permission.
In
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
And really, you know, that's one of your spiritual gifts, is to be able to perceive that. Hallelujah. Amen. And,
Amen.
Yeah. So it is a gift to be able to perceive those things that are going on. And so you continue to stand on the word of God. Hallelujah. Because his word stands what? Forever.
Forever.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And then Marcus, he got on Sunday so well. I mean, he was reading the scripture like a preacher.
Amen.
So, yes. I mean,
Hallelujah.
So well. So, you know, the enemy would try to come and mess with him over that. So, you know, we see that your children, you know, the Lord has a purpose and a plan for your children. Hallelujah. And it shall be fulfilled. Every purpose, every plan that God has for all of your children.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I know you got some teenagers in there. You know,
yeah, he'll
I
be
do
16
understand.
Next Thursday. The Thursday that's coming
right.
That's going to be coming up on the 18th.
Right. So you got a 16, you got a 14, you got a 13, and you got an 11 headed for 12,
yeah,
right?
She'll be 12 at the end of the year. She'll be 12.
Yeah. So in a minute, you're going to have a house full of teenagers.
I know, and
Jesus
I got those.
Lord,
the living God.
And Jesus is Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's just pray together over your family and, you know, and what's going on. Let's just join our faith together. I'll check my text if anybody has. Oh, boy, I got a bunch of texts. Okay.
Well, I can start praying, Apostle.
Okay.
You want me to start praying for the children?
Oh, God bless you. Hallelujah.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Well,
Father, we just come in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord God, for Minister Rachel and all of her children, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that this is a woman of God, Lord God, that have done some things, Lord God, in your word that you've asked us to do. You said train up a child in the way they should go, so when they're older, they will not depart from it. And so, Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we just declare that none of these children will depart from the word that had been taught in that home in the name of Jesus. We bind up any kind of fear, Lord God, and doubt that will try to come, Lord God, when she see things that might be in them that's not of you. You said, Lord God, that we're to walk by faith and not by what we see. So, Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, that, Lord God, that you called her for such a time as this, Lord God, for these children. You've given her these children, Lord God, for a plan and a purpose, Lord God. And, Father, you have already prepared her when she was in her mother's womb. You prepared her, Lord God, for these children. I don't know how many children that you have, Minister Rachel. Minister Rachel.
Six children.
Hallelujah.
One grandchild.
Jesus.
Six children.
Hallelujah.
You have prepared her, Lord God. You have prepared her for six children. Lord God, you have already prepared, and we thank you, Father, right now. And even when the time she gets so, Lord God, that she doesn't know what to do, Lord God, you are her helper. You said you was a present helper in times of any type of trouble. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord God, right now. Lord God, that she can depend upon you. When she doesn't know what to do, Lord God, she can depend upon you and you alone in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, as many of them are transformed, Lord God, from childhood to adulthood. Lord God, you know all the things that goes on with their emotion. You know all the things that go on, Lord God, as they're changing, as you're making the changes in them, Lord God. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord God, right now. They will go through, Lord God, with a purpose and a plan. And we thank you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, that, Lord God, that you have called them to just stir up words that are in them that they have already learned, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we say no weapon try to form against them shall prosper. And we come, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind up any spirit that will try to come and enter into that home. The spirit of suicide, the spirit, Lord God, of even doubt, the spirit, Lord God, any type of spirit that's not of you, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, it's already covered. In the name of Jesus, we've already covered her, Lord God. And so we just want to say thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praises, Father. You also said in your word, and the children, Lord God, will grow strong, that the children will wax strong in spirit and with wisdom and grace and favor in the Lord. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for that promise, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. You said also, Father, that you're going to pour out your spirit on all flesh. You said your sons and your daughter will prophesy in the name of Jesus. And so, Father,
hallelujah,
we thank you, Lord God, right now, Lord God, that these are children that are called by your name. We thank you, Lord God, for even the fivefold ministry that's going to come out of that home in the name of Jesus. We just declare and decree that, Lord God, that you're going to use each one of these children for you,
hallelujah,
and for your glory in the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for giving Minister Rachel the peace that passes all understanding. That continue, Lord, let her guard our heart. Let her guard our heart and our mind in you in the name of Jesus. You also said, Father, that we are to think on things that are pure. Think on things that are loving. Think on things that are of a good report. I thank you, Lord God, that she can see, Lord God, her children's future, that's in you in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, no matter what she sees, Lord God, she won't come down off of it in the name of Jesus. So we just give you glory. We give you praise, Lord God, for each one of these children and also their mother in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Good to have the healing community on ready. Amen. Hallelujah. And Minister Rachel,
yes.
I'm just hearing the Lord say, he has said this before to you, and he brought it back to me just now. The toughest part is over. You've been through the toughest part. Hallelujah. And you made it through the toughest part. The toughest part is over, the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And he says, my daughter, you are a good mother. You're a wise mother. You're a loving mother. You're a kind mother. And he says, you know, you don't dot every I and cross every T. But as David was, you're a woman after my own heart, saith the Lord. So be at peace. Hold your peace. Continue to hold your peace in the midst of everything that's going on. Hallelujah. You have submitted yourself to me. You're continuing to resist the devil, and he's got to flee in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for peace all over the house right now in Jesus' name. Nothing missing, nothing broken. The very peace of God permeating the atmosphere right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise and we give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh,
amen.
God bless y'all. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, you.
All right. Let me know if the Lord leads you to pray for anybody this night, okay? Hallelujah.
Okay.
All right. Amen. Minister Carey, glory to God. I see your number one key press. Quickly, let me let everybody know what's going on here. First of all, our co-host, Elder Phillips, and his wife, Minister Linda, family is going through something right now on Elder Phillips' parent side of the family. So please lift them up in prayer. I did not get clearance from him to say in detail on the air what's going on. So, and I didn't think about it until just before the broadcast. So just, you know, he's prayed for us. They have prayed for us a lot. So please keep them in prayer at the time where they need prayer as well. So we're believing God. We know that God is here already, and we're believing God that we're a united one with the healing community. And who's the healing community? That's you and me together. Amen. So we know that you're on ready, not getting ready, but you're on ready. And, you know, you're ready to pray for people. If the Lord leads you to pray for someone, you know, press your number one key, send me a text, you know, and let me know. We've had some ailments called out today through the healing community, Pastor Catherine, Pastor Price. So if the Lord is showing you ailments that are going to be healed, press your number one key, send me a text, and let me know. You know, we've been together for a while now, for about 7 years. So we know that you all have been praying behind the scenes anyway. Amen. And this is your time to come forward as the Lord leads you. Amen. So here are the ailments that have been called out. There's 11 so far. The knee. Healing of the knee. We've seen that happen already today with Minister Tori, who's on the line with us. The Lord healed her like immediately. Amen. Amen. She's, as Elder Phillip would say, she's a good receiver. Hallelujah. And then number two, a swelling at the top of the foot. Number three, pain, discomfort in the big toe. Minister Tori and I think someone else are also perceiving the big toe pain or discomfort in the big toe as well. Number four, around the elbow and going up the arm to the shoulder, that kind of area. And then number five, Pastor Catherine mentioned the inner ear. Minister Tori, we pray for her as well about her inner ear. Praise God. Amen. So we're looking for the Lord, you know, in the future to let us know no more inner ear issues in Jesus' name. Okay, then Pastor Price, the Lord even showed Pastor Price about the knee, about the big toe. Earlier today as well. And then he showed her also about the front. He revealed to her front of the leg. That's number six. Number seven, three toes on the end, something going on with the three toes on the end. Number eight, underneath the shoulder blade. And then number nine, the top of the stomach. And I've known some things with the top of that stomach as well. So the top of the stomach. Number 10, the rim of the eye, around the rim of the eye. And number 11, the left side of the head, between the side and the top on that left side. Amen. So if you're experiencing any of that, or you have any ailments that you want prayer for, go ahead and press your number one key, and we will pray for you. Praise God. Amen. And I would suggest, we really have about less than 50 or 49 minutes now. Don't hesitate. Go ahead and press your number one key, and we will get to you, amen, to pray for you. So go ahead and press your number one key. We're opening the line now for Minister Carey. Welcome, Minister Carey. Is your mute on? Oh, wait a minute. Maybe I have the wrong, okay. It might not be you, Minister Carey. 795.
It's Janie Sims.
Oh, you know, I forgot your number is 795 as well. Welcome, Evangelist. you told
praise
me,
the Lord.
I was like, I don't see your number. Amen. Welcome.
No, praise the Lord about the healing. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Lord. And I wanted to say it's good to be on here, and it was good to hear Minister Rachel, and as you were praying and you were speaking to her about being a good mom, you know, and as you prior you had told about Pastor Mom and your siblings and everyone being licensed and ordained, and, you know, as Pastor Rachel was on and you were speaking, you know, God has his hand on her family. And, you know, we rebuke that devourer trying to come up on her family, trying to come up on any thought of mental illness or suicide. So I was rebuking that devourer for her. And the Lord said that his hand is upon all her children. So I'm believing, as I was listening, it was, you know, there's ministers right there. And I've heard those babies speak. I've heard those babies read the word. I've heard them prophesied. So I believe for her and her household, they are definitely saved. And there are ministers of the gospel right there in that house.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. All right. Well, you told me that you wanted us to pray for you tonight as well.
Yes. You know, I had time to come on and hear Tori and just hear the prayers. And it's so nice to hear Pastor Catherine's voice and Pastor Price. So I thought, oh, yeah, I can't miss this. So I have been having my left heel. They believe that there is a bone spur on my left heel. And here, sometimes it's so painful, I'm having a little trouble. Like, I you know, I'll have to limp because the pain, once I get going, I'm good. But as I've been listening, my left foot has, and my right foot is actually heated up. So I'm believing in healing. I've had little pain in both of my arches. So I'm sitting here waiting for that healing. I mean, just I'm ready. And then my husband is here with me, and the right side, his right hip is hurting him.
Okay.
And his name is Mike.
Sit in already.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Okay, so... Amen. Good to hear from you.
You too.
And so, we're going to pray for you tonight. Now, you know, we always ask about the pain level. So tell us, 0 to 10, where are you with that left heel? Let's start with that.
I would say about a 3.
Okay.
It was higher than that, but as you guys have been talking, I mean, I've really been feeling it. I mean, I'm waiting for full healing. So
yes,
yeah, I'm ready.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah. Once that healing anointing starts flowing, you got to jump in the river now. Can't be passing up no healing. So I'm ready.
Come on.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Thank
okay.
you, Lord.
And that's the same thing with your arches. It's
yes,
a level 3.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right, Brother Mike.
Yeah,
tell us what the pain level.
About a level 4.
About a level 4. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
And you know, the first thing I think about, you know, how the Lord has you all going around with your, you know, with your tent, and, you know, you got to be able to walk around and
Amen.
Do the will of God. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's pray. Praise God. You know, Pastor Catherine's line is open, and Pastor Price's line is open as well. So we'll get started here. Thank you, Father God. Hey, woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's just I just really perceive like a whoosh kind of thing just now. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Father God. Thank you, Lord God, that all of the pain is gone now, that you arise over them right now with healing in your wings. It's like I'm perceiving the anointing going through both of you right now in the name of Jesus, all in that hip area, the joint, even the back part of the hip, even the front part, but the back part seems to be highlighted right now. So, Lord, we just thank you in the name of Jesus. And then I'm just perceiving the anointing all around your feet in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The heel, the arches, even the toes and the sides of the feet, like the outer side of the feet is what I'm perceiving as well. There it is. There it is. Thank you, Lord God. We give you Hayorobo Shanda. We give you praise, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm perceiving up the back as well. Thank you, Lord God. Strengthen their back. And there it is. The core area, like around your stomach, all the way to the back, is being strengthened right now. The anointing is bringing strength into that area right now in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's try out something. You know, do something that, you know, check it out.
Well, how does your hip feel, Mike?
Mine was hurting worse when I was sitting down, and I'm still sitting down, but it's not hurting as bad.
Not hurting as bad? What
okay.
would you say? He's moving his leg right now. What would
probably about a 2.
Yeah, he says about a 2.
It's just
a dull ache.
Okay. Going in the right direction.
Yeah,
okay.
And my heel, my arches feel good. I just feel when I rub my heel, just a little pain right there. It is at the side, actually. It's the left foot. And it's at the side of the heel, right as the arch goes back, right at that little spot on the side of the heel. But it feels
okay.
They feel better. Thank you, Lord.
So
yeah.
Just a
full
little
healing.
Just a little left. We're going for it all. Hallelujah.
Thank you, yes, Lord. Yes.
Amen. Elder Phillip and Minister Linda were here, they would say the same thing. Let's go for it. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We're going in the right direction. Thank you, Lord God. We just let's go on and focus in. Oh, my. Now, what I'm doing is immediately, as I said, focus in, I'm perceiving like something around your ankle, Evangelist, and the ankle is being strengthened. So this, I'm just that there's, it's all connected. The ankle, the heel, the side of the foot, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for your anointing, your
yes,
yoke
Lord.
Is strong, burden lifting, purging anointing going in there right now, every bone in order and every bone in place in the name of Jesus. For doing it now. There it is. Hallelujah. Amen. move it around and let's see. Let's see what's going on. Stand on it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Do one
yeah,
of
those
Pentecostal shouts on it.
Hey. Well, I tell you what, I'm rubbing it and I feel it and I mean that I can just feel a little annoyance but no pain like there was. So thank you so much. I mean, I can give a hallelujah, Jehovah Rapha, God our healer. I'll take a full healing on that heal. So, Lord, finish that up, Father. We know that you're our healer, Lord. Yes, and my husband's hip, Father. Let it be done in Jesus' name. By your stripes, Lord. And these feet
Amen.
Are blessed
okay,
to go
Mike.
Out. Yes.
My Mike, where are you?
Mike, what's your hip? What's your level?
It's just got a small ache to it. No, it's not bad as it was. That's good.
Okay. Okay, a small ache.
Yeah. Yeah, let it be gone, Lord.
That's what you're going through, too, an annoyance, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that the annoyance and the small ache
will
even leave them now. Thank you, Lord. He said, play the song and it'll be gone. All right, let's do it.
All right.
Look what the Lord has done.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done.
Thank you, Lord. Well, my
Amen.
Heel is feeling 100%. And Mike, how where are you at?
I'm good.
Well, Mike says he's good. So does that mean annoyance is gone? Wow, looky there. So add two healings to your list. He's moving his leg back and forth and up and down. Hey, I'm telling you, once that anointing gets flowing, got to jump in that river now. Can't be passing by.
Jump
no in. No healings now. Jumping in the river.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen and amen. God bless you all. Hallelujah. So glad. Mm-hmm. So glad. Amen. So you dancing, Mike? Are you dancing?
I'm dancing in my seat.
He had crawled up on the roof and cut down a bunch of limbs. And so you know what? I think that was a big part of it because that roof is slanted. And he has had hip surgery before. And so, yeah, it's just good to hear him say the pain is gone out of that hip.
Hallelujah.
And he said, Paul had an annoyance. I'll be okay with annoyance. I said, oh, no. Uh-uh. No, don't be accepting no annoyance now. You better jump on in there and get that full healing. So he said his hip is good.
Hey, and when people say that, I've heard somebody say this. I didn't come up with this. But they said, well, you know what? If you write most of the Bible, then you can have a pain in the a thorn in the flesh. But if you haven't written most of the Bible, just let it go.
Let it go. Don't hold on to it.
Yeah.
Let the Lord heal
don't
you.
Hold on to
you
it.
Receive what
let
the Lord has for you today. That's right. Amen. I ain't holding on to none of this. So thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh,
well,
God bless you, sis. Thank you.
All right. Bless you.
All right. Love
you. Amen. Sister Beatrice, I see you. Going to open up your line in just a moment. Area code 917. We see you, and you're after Sister Beatrice. Praise God. So we want to say the ailments that have been called out. We'll just go through them quickly again. To let you guys know, those of you who just came on the line, so that you'll know what's going on. And these are the elements that God has revealed, and he is healing tonight. Amen. Amen. So the knees, swelling at the top of the foot, pain or discomfort in the big toe, the elbow, shoulder, the inner ear, front of the leg, three toes on the end, underneath the shoulder blade, top of the stomach, around the rim of the eye, and the left side of the head, between the side and the top. Amen. Amen. So the healing community is helping us today. We have lines open for Pastor Price and Pastor Catherine, and they can jump in at time. Amen. Opening up the line now for Sister Beatrice. Good to see you tonight. Welcome.
Amen. Hey. Hey, man. How y'all doing? Praise God, everybody. All right. So it's two things here. Helen called both of them. My foot, the top of my foot, and my ankle. My son with that head with I think it was the left side, and like his stomach. So whoever called that one, yeah. Helen on the line, right?
Yeah, she's on the line too. What's your son's name, Sister Beatrice?
I'm sorry, Marvin.
Marvin, okay, thank you. Just wanted his first name. Son, so he has stuff going on his head?
Oh, yeah, he complained about the left side of his temple all the time, yes.
Oh, wow, okay. Okay. Okay, I was typing it in. Let's start with the top of your foot and your ankle. Let's start with that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What's going on? The top of your foot, there's swelling, you said?
Uh-huh. It's like a little knot where hair got injured. Some pants have fell on it, and it gives me problems in my ankle. Oh, yes. And I've been, like, this
okay.
week I've been going with it.
Okay. Oh, and so the swelling goes, like, from the top of your foot up to your ankle.
Yes.
Pain level. Are you experiencing pain right now?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. I was laying down. I had it kind of like it was. I had a, a lower compression sock on it, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, pain level.
So.
Five or six, uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
5 or 6. Okay. So we'll pray over that. And so you said your son, Marvin, he's not there with you right now, right?
He is. Yes, ma'am. He is. Uh-huh.
Okay. Is he feeling that pain in his...
Mom, is he feeling it now?
Yeah, a little bit.
He said, yes, ma'am, a little bit. Uh-huh. He said it happens, like, during the day. Talk to him, Mom. Hold on, please.
Yeah, this is happening during the day.
Oh, it's mostly like, during the day?
Not a lot at night, but, like, during the day.
Okay. So right now, you know, between, you know, 0, no pain, 10, a whole lot of pain, where are you right now? What's the level?
You know, like,
level of the pain.
Yeah, I know, like, if you was in the hospital or something, I know, like, I have a lot on my mind, miss, but I mean, right now you can say a 10.
Wow.
Okay.
That's big.
Okay.
That's big.
All right, we're going to start with you, Marvin. Okay.
Thank you.
Do you work during the day?
I do.
Okay. You don't have to tell us all your business, but what type of work do you do?
I work for the Baltimore Orioles. The baseball team.
Oh, okay. All right. So, are you outside when you work?
I go in and outside, but I'll be inside for the most part.
Okay.
Tell me that.
All right. Okay. So let's pray over you now. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And hallelujah. Pastor Catherine, Pastor Price, the Lord leads you. I'll check my text as well.
Oh, I apologize. How everybody doing?
You're so sweet. We doing good. Amen. Thank you. You sound like such a nice young man.
I'm being ignorant or anything. I'm not. I'm just, I have a lot on my mind right now.
Okay.
Y'all, if I could pray on that also, I would appreciate it. Like, I really would appreciate
it. You got on your mind?
Yes, ma'am. And also, these painful headaches. And just knowing that I'm going to be okay, like, with whatever I got going on.
Okay. Let's start with something here, Marvin, even before we start praying for you. Do you know if you're saved, if you're born again, you believe in Jesus?
Absolutely, yeah. I've always been saved. I'm a God-fearing man. I was raised that way, so, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yes, ma'am.
Great.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, so let's start off saying a prayer together, okay? So you just repeat this prayer after me, and then we'll go into the other prayer, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Dear Lord Jesus.
I believe. You died for me.
You died for me.
And God raised you.
And God raised me.
And God raised Jesus.
And God raised Jesus.
From the dead.
From the dead.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Please be my Lord.
And be my Savior.
And please be my Savior.
Show me your way.
Show me your way, Lord.
And help me to follow you.
And please help me to follow you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we join our faith together with Marvin right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, that even right now there's a lifting. There's a lifting of all of those things that's on his mind, that's been rolling around in his mind. We thank you, Lord God, that your peace is upon him right now. In the name of Jesus, and all of that stuff that's on his mind, hallelujah, that you're taking it off right now in the name of Jesus, just like if he was wiping off his forehead, hallelujah. You just take your hand and just like you're wiping sweat off of your forehead, hallelujah, just wipe it off, just wipe it off, hallelujah. As you wipe it off right now, those things are lifting from your mind right now in the name of Jesus. There it is. Hallelujah. There it is. There it is. Thank you, Lord God. So it's like it's been a vice on your temple and squeezing in. It's off now in the name of Jesus. You
I felt
get
it
off.
Lifting,
you have no right.
I'm going back on. I felt it lifting.
Hallelujah. Yeah. You have no right. You have no authority. You have no permission. You get off of him and stay off of him in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. There it is. Thank you, God, for sealing even in his mind, his thoughts, in the name of Jesus, for giving him the very mind of Christ. In the name of Jesus. The Lord says that you are a man of wisdom. You are a wise man. I've put wisdom on the inside of you. There are some things that come out of your mouth that you are just like, what, did I say that? And it's the wisdom of God that just proceeds out of your mouth. And the enemy is trying to get your mind all clogged up with other stuff so that the wisdom of God cannot flow unencumbered through you. But today it stopped in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What you felt before, you will feel no more, saith the Lord. It had do yabashanda in the name of Jesus. And you will, sleep well, saith the Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. When you lay down to sleep, your mind will not keep recounting stuff over and over. What if then else? All that stops in the name. Hi, yay. In the name. In the name
Come
of
on.
Jesus. Thank you
Come
for
on.
Peace right now. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, we thank you,
Come
Lord
on.
God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And right now, we send the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, to the seed, the source, the alpha, and the genesis of all that was going on in your mind, in the name of Jesus, your mind, and then physically in your head. So the source is flooded with the blood right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And you are sealed. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit, that this thing that has left you cannot come back anymore. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you
amen.
So much.
Tell us how you feel, Marvin.
I feel better than I did. And I really appreciate this prayer because I really needed it.
Hallelujah.
So needed it.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Amen. And that prayer, the first prayer that we prayed together, you know, we know it was so important that you believe in the Lord. And it was very important that you say it out of your mouth the way that you did. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. I definitely was raised that way. I always been a God friend, man. Like, this. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank
now,
you so,
you, we started off at a level 10. Tell me where the level is now.
Yeah, I'm at ease right now. I'm really at ease, you know. I didn't shed a tear. I did.
Thank you, Jesus.
I just thank God for you know, that prayer, and I thank God for the mother that I have. you know.
Hallelujah.
Just, you know. Yeah, well, thank you, lady, so much. Well, thank you so
Amen.
Much. And everybody who else
hey,
on this program.
We're a whole community.
The whole
Amen.
Community.
One more thing, Marvin, before you go, we got to play a song for you.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, Marvin. God bless you, Brother Marvin. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Sister B. Amen. Praise God.
Hey.
Our Sister Beatrice,
hey.
Are you over there dancing on that foot?
Yeah, you know I yell. You know I yell. And clapping, you know I yell. Hey. He was kind of upset because I was like, Marvin, I had to put you on mute. I was like, Marvin, that is broadcasted. He was getting upset about it. He say, it is? I'm like, yeah. See, he thought it was just us. But the people that's listening, whoever hear this now or 10 years from now, they better wish they
yes.
was on this line too.
How about that?
How about that? Hey, whatever's going on in everybody, I don't care who it is, they better wish they was on this prayer line. All this healing going
Praise.
On up in here. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Okay, so
yes.
tell us about you. Tell us about your foot and your ankle. How you doing?
Let me tell you something. I'm for real. I'm for real. I done got up, and I was doing the dance. Y'all might have heard me in the background. Come on now. When it's your child and your child going through something, and you got somebody, oh, come on. Come on now. I don't need to finish it. Come on now. I was a shouting and a clapping. Oh, yeah. But it's still, my ankle is still swollen to the left a little bit. Ankle still swollen to the left. But like I said, I got this little compression sock on here. But we're going to touch and agree to heal this. Oh, yes. Ooh,
gee. Amen.
Well,
is there any pain in it? Did the pain level go down? Because that was a lot of pain.
Let me tell you something. The pain level have went, for real, the pain level have went down to a 10. I'm telling you, that prayer with my child, come on now. Come on now. Oh, my God. My child be going through stuff. Oh, Lord. Come on now.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. So the pain level went away. There's no pain. You're not feeling no pain right now.
Let me tell you something. There's a little tear sitting right there. It's still there, and it's swollen a little bit, but I'm going to put some heat on it with this sock and a night of, and that song,
Yeah.
Touching in the grand. Thank God. Mm.
Amen. Now, Sister Beatrice.
Hold on one second,
okay? We're going to take just a few minutes. Just give us another minute, okay? Father, in the name of you for that, your anointing that's going through her foot right now, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, all in her ankle, all in her foot, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And even the way that you touched her son, you're touching her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that healing right now. Every bit of pain gone in the name of Jesus. Strength in the ankles in Jesus' name. And we give you praise for it now. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. I thank God for it. Thank y'all so much, and I almost forgot that y'all was on tonight. I had to hurry up and jump on. I came on late, but I thank God.
Okay. Amen. Keep us informed, okay?
I sure will.
All right.
And God bless.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Amen.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you for coming on, Pastor Price. Amen. Area code 917, we see you. Praise God. We're going to open up your line. Amen. Thank God for the healing. Hallelujah. Area code 917, tell us who you are.
Hi, my name is Ashiel. I got a prayer from you before, and that was so good, so I was wondering if I can get a second prayer.
Okay, your name is, tell me your name again.
Ashiel, A-S-H-I-L.
A-S-H-I-L?
H-I-L, yes.
Oh, Ashiel, I think I remember you.
There you go.
Okay. Amen. So what would you like prayer for tonight, sir?
Oh, prayer for my love life. Last time you talked about my career, but today I was a prayer for my love life. So
okay.
I can meet somebody and settle down.
Oh, you want to meet someone?
And settle down. I want to settle down. Yeah.
Okay. Amen. Well, you know, the Bible says that a man that finds a wife finds a good thing.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to pray that you find the good thing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord God, we just thank you for Brother Ashiel right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. You said that you open doors that no man can shut. And you shut doors that no man can open. Thank you, Lord God. He desires to have a wife. Hallelujah. To have a love life. We thank you, Lord God, that, hallelujah, for, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'll tell you what I'm hearing. Moment, the Lord wants to spend time with you. The lover of your soul wants to love on you. And then someone else can come along. A woman can come. The Lord seeks to be with you. There's some things, and I don't know anything about your life, but there's a word that I'm hearing. It's kind of like when a person goes from one relationship right to the next relationship, that word is not coming to me. But
okay.
But have you been in a relationship recently?
No, it's been a while. I used to be in a long time ago. I used to go from one to the next, but it's been a long time. I'm talking about years now. I've been alone just, you know, by myself, just working on myself and, you know.
Okay. Well, and you know, you hear from the Lord yourself on this as well.
Okay.
But what I'm hearing is that he desires some more time with you, and
okay.
that when you get to the place where you know that you're not alone, where that God is with you, and you're in a relationship with him, can be in a relationship with a woman. And, you know, hear what I'm saying to you and still take it to the Lord. Because, you know, he's the one that's going to take you through everything, you know, to the point where he's going to bring that perfect woman to you. Amen.
Amen.
And the Lord said, there is a perfect woman for you. He just has to get you ready to be with her. And he's saying, you're going to like her a lot. And it's going to be worth the time. It's going to be worth the wait to get to her. And you will not be old and decrepit. He's like, the Lord is like, oh, he think he going to be so old he won't be able to enjoy her. No, you will not.
Yeah, that's
you will not
the pressure,
be
you know.
Old,
okay.
He hears your heart. He said, no, you will not be so old that you won't be able to enjoy being married. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I'm just hearing he's continuing to talk. When this happens, it's not going to take a long time. It's going to be a suddenly. And you all knowing each other, it's not going to be a lot of time. It's going to be like less than a year until, you know, from the time that you get together to the time that you get married. It's going to be less than a year. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I hear the Lord has led me hear what's in your mind. But Lord, you said it's better to marry than to burn. And the Lord is saying to you, I'm going to help you not to burn. And you'll be ready when it's time to get married. I'll help you not to burn. I'm the Lord your keeper. I can keep you through this. But what I want you to do is get to know the lover of your soul. Because once you do get married, your attention is going to be divided. But as you spend time with me in this undivided attention time, then when you get married, I won't be put over to the side. I'll be a part of everything that you do. You're a man of God. Trust me. And be at peace. It won't be long. Just be at peace with me, saith the Lord. I love you. Amen.
Oh, amen. That was really good. Yeah, as I told you earlier, when you asked me if I was dating, I said no, I took some time off. It was just working myself and working my spirituality, you know, to do God. So clearly still want a little more of my time, so I guess I have to
stay
in there. Yeah. Because that's what I've been doing, just concentrating on my prayer and talking to God. And, you know, clearly you mentioned things that are going through my mind, so I'm glad that, you know, he said what he said to you, you know.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, where are you from? Where is this from, Michelle?
Africa, from the Congo. But I lived in Europe, so I pick up some of the French accent and, you know, it's a mixture of everything.
Okay. Where do you live now?
In New York City.
Okay.
And it's kind of challenging dating in New York City, you know. It's just, you know, it's not what I want, you know. I'm trying to settle down. I'm not trying to just have fun. And here in New York City, fun. People want to have fun, you know.
Okay.
But,
yeah,
you know,
I've been.
I keep my relationship with God.
Say it again.
I said I keep my relationship with God for the meantime until it's quite down.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Well, keep in touch with us, Michelle, okay?
The last person
the Lord had talked to like this, I told him, invite me to your wedding.
Okay.
And they did. This young man,
oh, really? Okay.
I met him at a, it's been so long ago. I met him at a restaurant. I was on my way somewhere, and the Lord just spoke to his heart and everything and said, you know, you're going to get married quick, and, you know, and all of this. And he got married, and he ended up, he was on his way to college, and he married the college president's daughter.
Wow.
And invited me to the wedding. So.
Well, you know, that's very, you know, I'm glad to hear that, because, you know, it gives me hope, you know. So.
Yes, yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So keep in touch with us. Praise God.
I will.
You can call any of our Get 'Em Radio broadcasts, and you'll probably hear me, and you can just press your number one key and jump in and give us a update.
Feedback. Okay.
Amen. Yes. Yes.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you
God
so much again.
You.
I appreciate it. God bless.
Okay. Have a blessed night. Amen. Amen. Okay. So we had some, I don't see any more number one keys pressed, and we got a couple of minutes. We're going to go into a little bit of overtime. But let me see. A couple of things. Prayer for Ministry Lane. She sent a text. Shoulder, and Pastor Price had mentioned about the shoulder. Her shoulder blade, no pain, but muscles need to untighten. So her muscles are tight in her shoulders. And also to pray for her friend Denise, her friend Denise's hip. Pastor Price, Pastor Catherine, any of you guys led to pray? I know you
can
both may be doing something.
Yeah, can you repeat it? Yeah, can you repeat that almost again?
Okay. Minister, this is Minister Elaine. Her shoulder blade, there's no pain in it, but the muscles are tight. They need to untighten. And I know you know about that. and then to pray for her friend Denise's hip.
Oh, okay. Well, Father, we just come in Jesus' name, and we thank you, Lord God, for your word, first of all. You said, Lord God, that you want us to enjoy good health so that all may go well with us, even as our soul is getting along well. So we bring in, Lord God, these two women of God before you today. And we thank you, Lord God, right now that you said, I have heard your prayers. I have seen your tears. Indeed, I will heal. And so, Father, we thank you. We're standing on your word, Lord God, tonight, believing what you said will happen in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. We're pleading the blood of Jesus over Elaine's muscles that's tightening up in the name of Jesus. We just plead the blood of Jesus over that, and we just declare that she's healed by your stripes, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. You said this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, and whatever we ask, we know that we have the request that we've asked of him. So, Father, this is the request, Lord God, tonight, of these two women of God, that, Lord God, that you will heal the hip, that you will heal those muscles, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will also give them, Lord God, wisdom and guidance, knowing exactly what to do, because, Lord God, you said your sheep know your voice, and these are your sheep, Lord God, and you're going to give them, Lord God, wisdom and guidance, knowing exactly what to do, without any type of medication in the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Father, right now for healing them in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, right now that they can rest in you, Lord God, and not even concentrate on the things that are going on in their body. But they, Lord God, you say cast every care upon you because you care for them in the name of Jesus. And so we thank you tonight, Lord God, as they, Lord God, lay their heads down, that, Lord God, that they will remember your word and stand on your word, Lord God. And as I said, Lord God, as I prayed before, that you're going to give them the exact things that they need to do. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, that this will not prolong to be a prolonged thing in their body in the name of Jesus. But, Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you're going to be quick, Lord God, to give them, Lord God, your wisdom, your guidance, your direction. Because you said, trust in you with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, and you're going to direct their path. So we ask us that you direct them in the name of Jesus. I don't know, Lord God, whether they need to stretch or what it might just mean, maybe just a simple thing of just stretching every morning or strengthening before they go to bed at night. But, Father, however it is, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, right now that you're going to speak to these women of God in the name of Jesus. Oh. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise for your healing power. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. You know what? As you were praying, I was, I know that when I exercise, you know, when I finish, sometimes my back feels a certain way. And then if I stretch, then, you know, all of that feeling, I won't say it's like pain, but like a little discomfort in my back, it goes away when I stretch. So we thank God for the healing. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord, you know, even right now that there's a manifestation of the healing in Ministry Lane and in Denise. And we give you praise for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Pressure number one key. We're getting ready to close. So if you've been kind of hesitating and waiting or whatever, pressure number one key. I want to read. I got a text from Reverend Treva from California. And she says, she has two praise reports, listening to the, and I'm sorry, I probably mispronounced your name, but she's listening to the broadcast with me. Praise God. Her back was hurting, and God healed her. She has no pain. Hallelujah.
Praise
Look
God.
What the Lord has done. Amen, amen. And then number two, God healed her, this is Reverend Treva, from an abscess on the lower left side of her back. It was painful and it burst twice last week. The pain, oozing, swelling are gone. Hallelujah. I'm cleaning and putting Camphophonique on it. I put bandages on it too. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Now that deserves the song. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Look at you, God. Look at you. Hallelujah. So we give God the praise. Amen. You know, and I think I'm reading this correctly, that Reverend Treva's sister was healed, and we didn't even pray for her or say anything, you know, and that she was healed, if I'm reading that correctly. Amen. Her back was hurting, and God healed her. She has no pain. So there are times where people will get on the line. They won't even press their number one key, and God will heal them. Hallelujah. So we thank God for Reverend Treva's sister's healing in Jesus' name. And then we pray right now. We always pray for a sealing of the healing in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you seal that healing, that this is not just a one-shot deal right now, and it just not a moment in time, but this is God's complete and total healing. We thank you, Lord God, right now that your healing will set in, lay hold, and go its full course, hallelujah, and be sealed in the name of Jesus. And that's with her sister's back, and also with what was happening with that abscess. Hallelujah. That the pain and what you went through before, you shall go through no more forever. Thank you for that healing, and thank you for sealing the healing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. All right. God bless you. So, Minister Tori, I see your number one key pressed again. Did you want to say something else? Yay.
Well, hi. I was wanting to pray for my Boaz, for a mate as well.
That is so funny. I'm laughing because when I was praying for Ashil, the word Boaz came up, but the Lord didn't have me to say it.
Yeah.
You know.
I was struggling. So, I was like talking back and forth. I'm like, should I say something, Lord? Should I not say something? So, yeah.
Amen. Amen. All right. I don't know. Should I be matchmaking here? No.
Oh, I don't know.
So let's pray.
Amen.
Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we join our faith together with our dear sister, amen, Minister Tori. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that she's a good thing. Hallelujah. And they that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. And so she's a good thing prepared by you. Hallelujah. And just as Ruth was prepared for Boaz, that she is prepared as well in the name of Jesus by your spirit in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Father God. We bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm listening. And
yes.
Okay. I'm going to say what I hear. You're a woman of God. You check this out with the Lord. I hear the Lord said, it ain't over till I say it's over.
Oh, well, amen.
He said, say it again. It ain't over till I say it's over.
Okay.
In a bunch of things. Hopefully you know what that means for you. And if you don't, take it to him.
Yes. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, thank you.
Amen. So
amen.
That was where I'm not going to put anything else with that. Just that it ain't over till I
until
say
it's over. That's right.
Glory
timing
to God.
Is all the timing is in His hands.
Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Nice to meet you someday.
Oh,
Minister
absolutely. Absolutely.
we'll have to do that. Amen. I know.
Amen.
Evangelist Janie. We don't hang out every day, but we do get together every now and then.
Oh, she's definitely been a blessing.
Amen. Amen. So God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. I don't see any other number one keys pressed. And so we're going to go ahead and close tonight. But what I wanted to say is this has just been such a wonderful night. I know that Elder Philip and Minister Linda, I'm sure they prayed hard for us as well, you know, even though, you know, they're in the middle of everything that they're doing right now. And so I want to just lift them up in prayer. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for Elder Philip and Minister Linda, Lord God. Surround them with your grace and with your mercy. Touch them right now, Lord God. Meet them at the very point of their need and do exceeding abundantly above all they could ask, think, or even imagine. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for giving them peace beyond all understanding, guarding their hearts and their mind, and give them your spirit of wisdom and revelation to know what to do, when to do, and how to do it by your spirit. And we give you praise and glory for them now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, we did pray the prayer of salvation tonight with Brother Marvin. Amen. And hopefully if you needed to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you prayed that prayer with us. But I will say the scriptures. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." Hallelujah. God loves you. He loves you not a little bit, but he so loves you. Hallelujah. He loves you just the way that you are, and he loves you enough not to leave you this way. Hallelujah. And so Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, you shall be saved." So God lets us know how to be saved. Said Jesus to take on our punishment. And then for us to be saved, we confess with our mouth, saying a prayer, and believe in our heart. We make a choice to believe by faith. Hallelujah. That what Jesus said in the Bible is true. What Jesus did, dying, being raised again, and God raised him from the dead. All of that. Nobody was here 2,000 years ago, so we must believe it by faith to receive our salvation. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Hallelujah. You might not have been on the line. You might have skipped through. You might be listening to this in the future, and you kind of skipped through the salvation part. Stop now and repeat this prayer after me. It's very short, it's very simple, yet it's eternally powerful. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me, and God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, we want to welcome you right now as a child of God into the kingdom of the true and living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. There's so much that God has for you. Now that he has permission now, really, to move in your life and to change things and give you your best life even now. Hallelujah. You don't have to wait until you get to heaven to have your best life. You can begin to have it right here and right now by his Spirit. Hallelujah. And so we pray for you right now that the Lord will fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right. Amen. Power to even read the word of God and understand it because he's right there with you. Also power to pray in your very own prayer language, that out of your belly flows rivers of living water. Hallelujah. And you, I keep hearing it, you will sing unto the Lord a new song. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And then we would like to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. The Lord has designed and just developed and put together the Get 'Em Radio, God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. In our family of broadcasts, that's where we come together via the telephone. We come together and learn and grow. Amen. The phone number is 516-418-5699. And here are the broadcasts. On Sunday morning, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. Amen. And Pastor Price, Pastor Helen Price, is our founding pastor. Amen. So we meet on every Sunday. This Sunday is Mother's Day. We will be here for Mother's Day. Amen. 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Amen. We're going to be celebrating our moms, and Pastor Mom's going to bring the word on this Sunday. So we're looking forward to hearing from her. She's a wise woman of God. Amen. So this Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And by the Spirit of the Lord, we know that you're going to spend time with your family on Sunday. So we'll probably be maybe about an hour or so for the service on Sunday. Amen. So join us. Don't skip a time to be in the presence of the Lord. Join us. Amen. Okay, on Monday, we have our Bible teaching time to Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio, and God uses her to dig into the Word of God, dig deep into the Word of God, and then she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. Amen. That's every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Now, on Tuesdays, that's our prayer time. We call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, where we pray in tongues. Four people volunteer to pray in tongues, and then we have interpretation of tongues. And let me tell you what, God is talking to us. We're in our third year, and he is telling us some secrets. You know, the Bible says the secret things belong to the Lord, but the things that he reveals belong to us and to our children forever. Hallelujah. So join us on Tuesday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Now, on Wednesdays, this is the second Wednesday of the month, and this is the time that we have our healing service. The second Wednesday of every month, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. The next one will be Wednesday, June the 14th. Hallelujah. And that time comes so quickly. It seemed like May 10th was a long way away, the last service we had. But the next one is June the 14th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Amen. Now, we also have another Wednesday service, and that is the fourth Wednesday of the month, which will be Wednesday, May the 24th. And we call that broadcast the Anointed Pandemic Baby. So the Lord has really highlighted to us these babies that are right now, they are newborn to about 4 years old. He's highlighted them to us. He's told us some things about them. We've been praying for them. And so join us on the 24th of May and hear what the Lord is saying about these anointed pandemic babies. Amen. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursdays, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'em Radio. And this month, we have Wise Mothers Month. So every Thursday, we're going to have a wise mother on talking to us. On tomorrow night, well, let me tell you, last Thursday, we started with Pastor Mom, who has over 70 years of experience as a mom. Hallelujah. We had a good time with her last Thursday night. This Thursday, which is tomorrow, the 11th of May, we will have Sister Monica Gaither. She's a single mom, and her son, Jalen, is, I think he's just a little bit over a year old. But God has given this young woman wisdom, hallelujah, beyond her years. So we're going to spend time with her. And I love the difference of one who's been a mom for over 70 years and one who's been a mom for less than 2 years. Amen. Still, the wisdom of God is so good. Hallelujah. Hopefully, we will see you on tomorrow night as well. Amen. And so that's our Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to close. We are in overtime a bit here. But just very quickly, I'm going to open up everyone's line. Hallelujah. And if you want to make any last comments, you can do that. If you don't want to say anything, just please mute your line, because otherwise, whatever's going on in the background will be heard and recorded. Amen. So make sure your phones are mute. Amen. We're opening up all of the lines right now.
Good evening, and God bless. I've been waiting. I didn't push my number one. I don't need prayer. But my sister Sharice and I were listening, and Sharice's back was hurting, and she said after that she had no pain. God healed her back instantly. And then I've been going through, I had an abscess on my back. It was oozing and bleeding, and I've been putting medicine on it, and the swelling has gone down, it's healing, and no more pain, and I thank God for that. So we both received healing, and it's gotten better since I've been praying tonight. So we just give glory to God for his healing touch and his healing power. And I want to wish all the moms and grandmothers and pastor mom, everybody, godmothers, aunts, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Thank you. Thank you so much, Reverend Treva.
You're
amen.
Very welcome. It was an excellent broadcast, and I was praying behind the scenes. So I've been praying every blessing, too. Amen. God bless
amen.
Y'all, and I'm going back on mute.
Amen. And I, you know, that prayer behind the scenes, ooh, that's so needed. Amen. Anyone else? All of your lines are open. Just a few more moments, and we're going to get ready to close. Not in a hurry, though. The Lord gives you something to say, say it. It may be like fire shut up in your bones.
Apostle, I was just praising God for when you prayed for Sister Beatrice's son, for Marvin, because the moment when you said it, it was like I felt something lifting off of him. The only thing, though, was that if it was at a 10 when he started on there, towards the end, though, I felt like there's just like was a 1. So in the name of Jesus, I rebuke every vestige of that spirit of infirmity that has tried to attach onto his head. I break the power of it in Jesus' name and charge it to leave him now. And every bit of it, leave him and never return in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, from this night forth, the canopy of your great glory, from Isaiah 4, verse 5 and 6, and the canopy of your glory, Lord God, not only over Marvin, but over Sister Beatrice and everyone that was on this line. I pray the canopy of your glory as a defense and as a protection in every area in Jesus' name. And I give glory. Now, that thing, you got to go. Every vestige of you, I plead the blood of Jesus over Marvin and Sister Beatrice, the name of Jesus and the word of God, and pray continually the canopy of your glory in Jesus' name as a defense and as a protection in Jesus' name. And then I'll go back on mute. I just wanted to say, because I just felt like if there was a 10 at first, it was just like down to a 1.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. And Apostle, have you prayed for for the elder and his wife tonight?
Yes, I did. But if the Lord gives you something, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to pray for the elder and for Linda, about Minister Linda, for them and all of their family. But I'm praying for them in particular, for their bodies. I speak to the root of any kind of weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, any pain or discomfort from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. I call forth for them in Jesus' name, healing, wholeness, wellness, and soundness. Even in their arms, I don't know if Elder is lifting something, but even in his arms, in his forearms, the forearms, I pray for strength in his body, in both of their bodies in Jesus' name. I rebuke any kind of swelling in the legs or in the feet in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of infirmity, all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, discomfort to their bodies, I rebuke it at the roots. Charge and command it to cease and desist, to leave them and not return. Father, I pray for special strength for the both of them tonight. The strength and for each of their family members, strength, 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 even on the sides, on their sides, strength, 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 in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. All right, Apostle, now I'm going to go back on mute. God bless you and love you
all. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. I had prayed, but I didn't pray in that direction. So thank you. Amen. Appreciate it. Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Anyone else want to give you?
Oh, hi, God, Mom. Marcus said he would like to call you tomorrow, if that's okay.
Yes. Call me, Marcus. Okay.
He heard you. He's right in the room with me.
Okay. I would love to talk to you. Yes.
He put a thumbs up.
Right. Okay. My thumb is up too, man. Great. Love to talk to you. Okay.
Love you,
anything
too.
Anything else? Okay. Love you. Anything else?
Oh, he said he's going to wait till tomorrow. He was going to say it, but he's saying wait till tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. We love you. And God bless.
Okay. All right. Love you all.
Oh, he wanted to hear the sound.
He wanted to hear that.
They like hearing that.
Okay. Or muted or whatever it says. Okay,
yeah.
There you go. There you go, Marcus, just for you. All right, call me. Anybody else? Okay, well, we want to thank God for all that he's done tonight, seen and unseen. Hallelujah. There's some things that we saw or knew about and things that we don't even know about. So we give him the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. And everything that we did see, the healing, we thank God that it is sealed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Love you all. Pray that you all have a good night's rest. And wake up refreshed in the Lord and saying, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Have a blessed rest of the night, everyone. And we'll end with, look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Have a blessed night.
Come on.